Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. No matter what you've been told, New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we do thank you for being a part of this time. We are in prayer that everyone that we're talking to, that you're safe and you are following the directions, not only for yourself, but for your families. Amen, as we are under this attack right now. As we move forward, we'd like to inform you, those who are listening for the first time, we are an interactive Bible study. What does that mean? That means you have an opportunity of tuning in and asking questions or whatever is on your heart and mind for the speaker. Amen. Also, I'd like to ask you that your mics are open. So if you could, please mute your phone device or whatever device that you're using. If you can mute it right now so that when the speaker comes on, it is not a distraction. Amen. We can hear everything in the background. So if you could mute it, we would appreciate that. Amen, amen, amen. As we move forward, for those of you who are listening by internet, if you would like to call in and participate, you can call in. The call-in number is 347-237-404. 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And when you call in, you can just hit the number one. Amen. If you're talking and we cannot hear you, hit the number one. We try to leave the mics open so that if you have a comment when the speaker opens the line, you can just go ahead and talk, and it just makes the consistency a little bit easier. Amen. As far as the dialogue. So again, please tell someone that is in your area. Please make sure that they are making sure that they are not making any sounds or any noises in the background, or then I have to go through and I filter to find out where the noise is coming from, and then I will mute your area. So if I'm hearing sounds and I find that it's your mic, and if you get ready to come in, please hit the number one if you have a question. In fact, I'm hearing things in the background now, so I am going to mute everyone's mic at this time or phone device at this time so that we're not hearing anything in the background. Amen. Please forgive me for doing that. I do like to leave everything open, but we're going to mute everyone's mic. And if you have a question when the speaker comes on, if you could just hit the number one on your phone, and that lets us know that you have a question, and we will open up your mic. Amen. We're going to move on further. Again, we are praying that everyone is safe. We're also praying for those who have lost loved ones through this COVID-19. Amen. This strange virus that's going around, and we pray that you, again, are following directions, that you are wearing your gloves and your mask, not only for your protection, but also for the protection of those in your household. Amen. It is important that you do that for your safety as well as your family. We're not going to belong this. Again, those on the prayer list, I'm sorry, those on the prayer list asking for prayer, Pastor Paul Robinson for his church in Tennessee. We have Corey out of North Carolina, Tina from out of Maryland, Janetta from out of Maryland, and we have a number from out of South Carolina that are asking for prayer as well. So
we have some more folks.
Okay.
Matthew Stevens, Richard Matlock, Myron Matlock, Keita Thomas. You know, I said we weren't going to say last names, but Alicia K., Ricky G., Cleo H., Sherry S., and Deborah H., Lisa D. We pray for all those who are struggling with sickness, depression, and isolation right now. We pray for the children, Father God, that are in traumatic situations, maybe homeless, maybe living in abusive situations or neglectful situations, and for those that are in domestic violence situations. We pray for them, for Shirley J., Marnita R., Patsy C., James M., my cousin Doris Hextall, Bill S., Corey H., and did you say Trinita?
Yes.
And Trinita. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. We're going to pray, and then for those who are asking for prayer, and then we're going to the next voice you hear will be Pastor Dawn Nixon from out of Long Island, New York. Father, we bow and we worship you in the name of Jesus. Father, we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus and claim the protection of the blood over our family, our finances, our home, our spirit, our body, and our soul. Father, we completely surrender ourselves to you. You heard those who are asking for prayer. Father, we ask that you would cover them with your arms of protection, and that you would meet their needs. And Father, not only those that have asked for prayer, those who are not online that could not ask for prayer or may not be here at this time, we're praying for them as well, Father. We're praying for our worldly healing right now in the name of Jesus. We take a stand against the working of the evil, Heavenly Father, that tries to hinder our family from serving you. Father, we address you as the true and living God who has the power and the control over everything. And we command, Heavenly Father, any demons or any forces of darkness in the name of Jesus to leave their presence. Father, we plead the blood again of Jesus Christ over our family, our homes, our finances, our spirit, our soul, and our body. We declare and we decree, Heavenly Father, Lord, that all those things that we've asked, our Heavenly Father, will be met in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Amen. We're going to move on over into Long Island, New York, and the next voice you hear will be Pastor Dawn Nixon from out of Long Island, New York, who is our regular scheduled speaker for the third week and who always has a dynamic word from the Lord. Pastor Nixon, are you there?
God bless you, Elder Clay, and to your wife, and to all of those who are on the line with us on today. I am also Zooming my own church at this time, so I'm doing both Bible studies together. My Bible study here on Zoom, you will not be able to answer questions or anything, but we will. If you have any questions, you can text me or call me concerning anything that we are talking about today. And I pray as Elder Clay and Lady Clay has shared on today with all of you who are sick, all those who are on the prayer list, those who have lost loved ones. There's so much that we need to pray for and must pray for. And so we are going to continue to pray for everyone. And I believe at this moment in time, everybody needs prayer for one reason or another. And so we just want to continue to keep you in prayer. So I don't prolong this. We're going to a familiar passage of Scripture, one that I believe everyone may have heard at some point in time. And I said, Lord, well, why are we going here? And I believe that there is a word from the Lord for your right now situation. So I just want to pray. Father God, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray for the word that is going forth. We pray that, God, everything that you say will be life-changing for us. We pray, God, that you will speak a word, God, to us that helps us in our now situation. And, God, as we go forth, we will be able to take this same word, share it with someone else, that they might have life as well. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. We're going to the 23rd Psalms, and we're going to be reading in its entirety. Again, this is one of my favorite versions. We will be reading out of the easy-to-read version of this scripture. And the word of the Lord reads, "The Lord is my shepherd. I will always have everything I need. He gives me green pastures to lie in. He leads me by calm pools of water. He restores my strength. He leads me on right paths to show that he is good. Even if I walk through a valley as dark as the grave, I will not be afraid of any danger because you are with me." I'm going to say that again. "Because you are with me, your rod and staff, they comfort me. You prepare a meal for me in front of my enemies. You welcome me as an honored guest. My cup is full and spills over. Your goodness and mercy will be with me all my life, and I will live in the Lord's house a long, long time." I just want to share with you on today a word as a subject today. When you show up to the valley, walk through it. When you show up to the valley, walk through it. Here this writer is giving or showing what it is to have true relationship with God. In this, you can see the writer, no matter what they may be going through, has a understanding or a assuredness that they have the company of the Almighty God with them. There is an assurance. There is an assurance you have in knowing that no matter what you are going through or what you have been in or situations that you have gone through, you know that you have an experience with God which will cause you to know through that that you have great confidence that God is with you in anything. I shared with my our members on this past week that a lady had came in my office, and you could tell that she was very frightful of the situation that we are in. And she asked me, she said, "Aren't you scared?" And I said, "No, I'm not scared." There was a reason why I wasn't scared. And God brought this particular scripture to me. And I didn't understand it because I've been in and out of those who have come in contact with the virus. And a lot of times we don't think before we do stuff. We just do things, as many people, even before this became as viral as it did, there were people who were still connecting with one another, loving, hugging one another, and without thought, because that is our reaction. You know, our normal reaction is if I normally see you and hug you, I would normally hug you, shake your hand in greetings and stuff like that. And it hadn't dawned on us because we may have not seen any cases or we didn't see anybody who had transitioned from it. And we just did what was natural to us. And even though I had come in contact with someone who had this virus, there was something on the inside that said, "I fear no evil." Now, does that mean that I wouldn't get sick? No. Did it mean that I would not even be able to be here on earth anymore? No, it didn't mean that either. What it did mean was that I would not have any fear. And so what you've got to understand, when you have a experience with God, when you have relationship with God, then your experience with God and your walk with God brings about a confidence in God that no matter what God decides for your life, it is well with your soul. And so when we understand that it's well with your soul, somebody said, "Well, there are those, how do I have this experience? How do I have this confidence in God? How can I be so assured that God is with me?" It's just like this. There are many people who have degrees in many areas of life and education and different things like that. And they are good with the letter of it. They're true to the letter of what they've learned or in writing. They know what it is to be able to read a thing and say, "Okay, I've got the knowledge of what it is to do the job I need to do." But even though you have the knowledge of what you know to do, the experience of that job brings about a confidence in your work. Why do I say that? Because I can have a letter and read it all I want, but there's some things that are in the letter or some things that I learned in my degree that may not have me ready for what I was going to face on the job. And then when I look back on my education of what I've learned, it doesn't say anything concerning what I'm dealing with in my now. And so that's why I want to say to you today, when you are experienced with God, when you are maturing God, when you not only have the letter of God, the book of God, the reading of God's word, but you have the experience with God, it brings about an assurance, confidence in God that no matter what valley I show up in, no matter what mountain I have to climb, I know I can make it through it or on top of it because you are with me. So the writer has showing us the relationship that he has with God. He's showing us the confidence he has in God that no matter where I find myself, no matter where I find myself in, I am in confidence that God is going to bring me through. There's a through place. There's a through. That's why I'm talking about when you walk up to your valley or you have your valley experience, we normally hesitate because in the valley there are walls that are built up on the side. And sometimes you can be in a U valley or you can be in what is considered a V valley. And so depending on how the valley has been structure. And sometimes changing of the structure is through glaciers and snow and water and rivers that flow through it. And then there are hollow valleys that you may go through. There may be nothing going on in there, but it is in a deep depression place. And we as a in a place right now where all the world, not just one of us, not just a couple of us, but all of us are walking in a valley experience. We are walking through a valley experience right now. And so some of us are hesitant to walk through, but you can never get to the other side, or we can never come out of this if you do not go to the through. And so this is in our own personal experiences is what is helping us right now get through this corporate experience, because all the little things that we've gone through, whether it be sickness, financial difficulty, heartbreaking situations, or just depression, whatever we may have gone through in life, has prepared us for this present time. Why do I say that? Because if God could have got me out of my own personal experience, then surely God can get us out of this corporate experience. And so when we are connected together, we may have to go through this valley one at a time. We may have to go through this valley because the way it's shaped for us, maybe two at a time, three at a time. But no matter what we experience, what we're going through in this moment in time, we've got to push ourselves through. How in the world are we going to push ourselves through? I don't even, you got to learn how to be your brother and your sister keeper. In other words, you're going to have to pull that one who just said, I don't want to go nowhere. I'm scared. I'm afraid. That's when you push your sister and your brothers by pulling them up from where they are. The Bible lets us know in Philippians 1 and 6, it says, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus." So what I'm saying to you, there is a perfection that you're moving towards. We are moving forward. We are pushing towards the high mark in the high calling of Jesus Christ. So we're pushing through this. And I'm not going to leave no casualties. I'm not going to allow anybody to not come through their through place. Why? I am not going to leave where you are, because I am confident even if you're not confident. I have experience even if you don't have experience. It's just like this, when somebody has experience of Christ, or you're a person who has had relationship with God, and God not only hears you, but he speaks to you. There's an importance of that. When he not only hears you, but he turns around and speaks to you. And my daughter says to me, because whenever, we're praying for a thing or a situation, and when the Lord answers, she says, "Mom, why? You always get what you want. Why do you always get what you want?" I said, that's called relationship. And sometimes it baffles me, because I say, "God, why do you bless me the way you bless me?" And sometimes God allows you to be blessed in certain situations and areas of your life so that you can have the experience with God. So when you walk through a dead valley or a dark valley, or when you walk through certain things in your life, you have complete confidence in God that you're going to make it through. Well, somebody said, "Well, Pastor, the valley is dark, it's scary." And see, this is where you have to have confidence in God. When you can't see your way in a place you've never been before, oh, my God, in a place that you've never been before. So you can go in your house and all the lights be out. There could be a black spot, but you know where you are. You know where everything is sitting. You know where the kitchen table is. You know where the kitchen is. You know where different things are, your furniture, how it's set up. So you can walk in your house and it'll be dark. And because you know where you are easy to maneuver those places. But what happens when you're in a place you've never been before and it's dark? You've got to count on God to lead you. That's why the Bible says, he leads us, my God, in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, do I walk through the valley. That's what you've got to understand, is that God is leading you through the pathway of the places that you cannot see. Because in the valley, there's some ridges, there's some places.
you're going to fall, but you're going to get back up, and you're going to move to your true place. Why? I've got to get to my true place because on the other side of the valley, there is glory. On the other side of the valley is a place where God's going to show you all the things that you went through was better. It was better that you came through it than stay where you are. Why? Because if you stay where you were, there would have been no progress in your life.
Pastor,
God said, I'm going to pull you through this situation. I'm going to pull you up out of the place of depression. I'm going to pull you up out of the place where the enemy will make you think that and go into a place of insanity. But the devil is a liar. God has given us a place in him that we can be so confident that in spite of what we see and what we feel, my God, I often tell our church people, it is not in what you see, it is not in what you feel, it is in what you know. What do you know? What I do know is that this ain't going to last always. That's number one. And number two, that God is going to make it out all right for me. And in spite of what God does in my life, if he says, Dawn, you got to go, I need you here in heaven, that is his will. If he says, stay here, there's work for you to do, that is his will. And so we've got to understand, we can't just make these cliches, and a lot of times we as pastors and preachers and leaders, we say certain things. If you don't mean it, don't say it. If you don't mean it, don't say it. You've got to trust God enough to say, God, I know that I've come out of this all right. And if you take me from here to glory, that means, God, great is my reward. If you keep me here, my God, I have yet to press toward for my reward. And so when I look at the scripture, this says so much concerning. The writer has so much to say in the scripture. Because when he says that, as I'm saying to you, after we have gotten through the valley, in verse 5 he says, you have prepared a meal you have prepared a table before me in the front of my enemies. Because you've got to understand, in your valley, you're going to have some enemies that you're going to encounter. There are things that live in the valley that you may have never experienced before. And there are enemies that do not want you to press out or get through. But you got to say within yourself, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it through this valley. I'm going to make it through this situation in life. And then the Bible says, continuing in verse 5, he said, you welcome me as an honored guest. Let me tell you, my God, today, when I tell you, when you are the guest of honor at God's table, let me tell you, there is nothing. He said, then the writer says, my cup is full, or my cup runneth over. My cup is running over because there's so much that the Lord is blessing me out of my valley. My true valley. That's why it's important when I get to my valley, I walk through. Why? Because on the other side of true, your cup is going to run over. And it's going to run over to the point that everybody around you is going to be filled on them. So let me explain to you on tonight, those who are listening by phone, those who are listening by Zoom, for those who are listening by internet, let me explain something to you. If you can just make it through the through place, my God, it's going to spill all over those who are with you in this valley experience. Your family, your friends, your church family. When we make it through this through place, God has always given me a word of encouragement for you, because a lot of times we are ready to get up, give up and throw in the towel, wave the white flag, but God, no, I put enough in you. I've given enough in you. I've poured in enough in you. If it wasn't no more, then you just showing up on Wednesday night and listening to this, giving you enough on these days and times that there's enough in you that you can make it through the valley experience. Watch this. Why can I make it through my valley experience? What do I need in my valley experience? The Bible lets us know, verse 6, goodness and mercy. Oh, my God, goodness and mercy. Why do I need goodness and mercy, in my valley experience? Because there are going to be some delays in my valley experience because of my own doing. There are going to be some slowdowns in my valley experience because I panic. You know, there's something about when you panic, my God. You've got to Lord, my God. That's why it said thy rod and thy staff, they comfort you. Because when you're in a dark place, and when you're in a place you don't know what the experience is and what you're going to come out of, you need somebody to help you and calm you down. Sometimes it's just a rubbing of the hand. Sometimes it's a holding of the shoulder. But it's something about he takes his staff and his rod and he brings us close to himself. And when he brings us close to himself, it's about a comforting that he brings to us. We begin to be comforted as long as I'm in his arms. When I'm saying, yes, Lord, oh, my God, when you're safe in his arms, there brings about a calming of your spirit. There's a calming of out of the depression, panicking. And one of the things I love about God, God is he's never one who raises his voice. He never speaks when he is going to deal with a situation. When he came on the sea and the sea began to roar and the sea began to be turbulent while everybody on the ship was panicking, my God, Jesus spoke with a calm voice. Peace, be still. And so when we say that, I've been speaking to the storm in the life of people, in the storm that is going on right now. It's got to run its course, but in that, I'm seeking peace for souls of those who are going through. I want you to understand that God has blessed us to be here. And I'm not going to stop saying it until we understand it. You are blessed to be here. And I said to them the other day, because we keep asking, we keep saying, this is the new normal. This is the new normal. You know, what are we calling the new normal? Is the new normal excessive washing of hands? Is our new normal wearing masks everywhere we go? Is our new normal being distant from one another? Is our new normal not being able to connect any longer in our workplaces and our sanctuaries? What do you consider the new normal? While people are thinking that the new normal is a detachment or the new normal is excessiveness of being overbearing and cleaning and different things like that. No, I believe wholeheartedly that the new normal is what the old normal always used to be. What was the old normal? The old normal used to be that we used to get and have reverence for God. We have respect for the house of God. What do I mean? We would go past the church and they would hide their bottles behind their back as the building could see. No, it was a reverence because I'm going past the house of God. And so they would take what was they see was ungodly and they would hide it in their coats. And then even through that, they would certain things that you just did not do. On Saturday night, you would wash your clothes. On Saturday, you would put your things together. On Saturday, you would cook your food. You didn't do anything because on Sunday was the Sabbath day, and that was the day we kept holy. We got up in the morning. We didn't sit down and we didn't watch TV. We didn't get and do other things. We didn't play cards and different things. So when we got up on Sunday morning, the alarm clock was not ringing of a bell. It was not a loud sound. What the sound was, I woke up early in the morning, Sunday morning, with the sounds of gospel music. I woke up in the morning with praise and worship to set the atmosphere because I was preparing myself, or my family was preparing themselves to go to worship. And so this is a time where now the new normal was the old normal, which was that now we pray. We have praying without ceasing. We're praying because there is a fear that is amongst the land because there are people who are praying for different reasons. We're praying. Some people are praying because they're scared. Some people are praising or praying because they know they have not been right with God and they're trying to get right with God just in case God decides they want to take them away from the earth. Mm-hmm. Whatever it may be, whatever the reason may be for your prayer, you're doing something that you did not do before as normal. There are those that do pray, but they may not pray. God said, I've given you this time when you don't have nothing after you finish eating and after you finish watching TV. There ought to be a prayer time. There ought to be a prayer hour. There ought to be time that
Amen.
You take with God. And can I tell you, they tell me it takes 30 days to break a habit. 30 days to break a habit. We're going to be inside for more than 30 days. So if we continue to pray, if we continue to give God glory, if we continue to read our Bible, all the habits that we had before of not doing these things, we now will be able to break those habits and say, wait a minute, hold on, I got to get my prayer hour in. Let's not stop doing what we're doing now as far as communicating with God, because when we communicate
Amen.
With God, we get an experience with God. And when we get an experience with God, the next valley that shows up won't be so hard to walk through. The next valley that shows up, we'll walk through it with peace. The next valley that shows up, we will be comforted because we know his rod, his staff is comforting us, number one. Number two, it does not matter how dark the day or dark the valley it is. We are going to make it through. We've got to understand that after this, there is a table that's going to be prepared before us. There is an experience. I said, God, why in the world are we going through this particular time? And why is
we
not
can't
so
hear
much
you.
That we're going through it? But we are going through a time where we're all in timeout. We're all in a place of reset. There are some people who needed this rest. You would have never gotten this rest until you retired. Some of you would have been working so hard that you were having such a stress. And different things like that. And God said, I want to relieve some of my folks from stress. Some folks just needed this rest period. And I hope and I pray that we use this time wisely. Use it wisely. Because in spite of all of this, when he leads us to the path of righteousness, he shows us how good he is. My God, I know some people are going through some financial difficulties, getting stimulus in and different things like that. Use it wisely. Use it wisely. Your time, your finances, your health, use it wisely. Because
yes.
this is a time for reset. And I told our members that this is a time where God is raising up his army. He is raising up his army because there are going to be many people where the harvest is going to be ripe because they're going to be thankful to God, number one, that they made it out of this pandemic.
Amen.
Number two, he's putting a witness in your mouth, my God. It's a wonderful thing to be a child of God right now. Why? Stay connected.
Amen.
Stay on your line. Stay in the word of God. Get that word to the point in you so much, my God, that when we come out of this, there are people whose spirits are going to be open to receive what is in your mouth. It is important
Amen.
That we understand that there is so much that you're going to have to say, whereas people you have invited to church didn't want to go. I guarantee you there are many, when you invite them this time and you tell them what God brought you out of, you got to be thankful that God even kept you in this season. And if he kept you, he kept you for a purpose. Come on to the house of God with me. You've got an advantage, children of God. We've got an advantage as people of God to win souls. My God, today, the Bible lets us know the harvest is plentier and that I laid the laborers a few. God said, use this. You've got a witness in your mouth. Don't waste your witness. Don't waste your witness. And so we have to understand we are in a good place. We're in a good place in bad situations, but we're in a good place. How could I be in a bad situation but in a good place? We're in a good place because we are walking with confidence in God that God is going to bring us out. So when we have experience with God, it keeps us in our knower. It keeps us confident. And I'm not saying you're not going to get upset. You're not going to get fear. You're not going to get tired of being in this place. I told our church, I said, I'm so uncomfortable with being comfortable. My God, you can get to the place where you're so comfortable with being uncomfortable. My God, it's like, Lord, I asked you to rest. I wanted some rest. Now I have none. I'm uncomfortable now. God, let us release us out. But God said, no. There's more I want to say to you. There's more I want to give you. I need you to commune with me. God is beckoning his people to commune with him. He is beckoning his people to the year of 2020, talking about this is a place of vision. This is a place of focus. This is a place of where we're able. In order for us to focus, I keep telling us that we've got to be serious. You can't focus on a moving target, or you can't focus if you're the one that's moving. No, be still. See the salvation of God. God, what do you have? What do you say? Let me see your glory. Let me see what you've been trying to say to me, but I couldn't listen because I was too busy doing me. Oh, my God. Let me see. Since you got my attention, God, show me what you have for me to do. Show me, mighty God, what your glory is for this time and this season. And so when I come out of this, I am going to seek Jesus. My God, there are going to be people who are going to come out of this fold when we come out of this that you didn't even know. The people that would not listen to you before said, I didn't know what God would have to do with your God. It's going to start telling you about how good your God is. Why? Because they had the time to sit down and focus and look at the valley around them. In a valley, you've got to walk through. You can't climb the walls of a valley.
Amen.
You've got to walk through it. You cannot try to different places. A valley is a straight through place. It's a straight through place. And so when you have a straight through place, all you have to do is keep one foot in front of the other so that you will be able to go to the next step. I keep telling you, children of God, your step, a good step of man is ordered by God. You are children of God. And when you are good, when you are doing the things of God, they are ordered. They are prepared. They know when your footstep is going to be out of this valley experience. When you come out, my God, ought to be a shout and a holler in your spirit. My God, there ought to be a dance before. I'm not that type of person. I don't wait till the battle is over. I shout right now. I ain't waiting till I come out of this. My dance started before a valley. I could see the light of me coming out of my valley. And I urge you, people of God, learn how to praise him even before your battle is over. Learn how to praise him in the dark place. Learn how to praise him in the depression state. Learn how to praise him, because when you praise him, he will lift you up. He will lift you up. And I want to lift you up out of this valley experience on tonight. Amen. It is 7:42. I'm going to open up the line to all of those. Elder Clay, you can open up the line to those who are on this line, on the phone line, and just share a word if you have something or some experience, or if you just want to say something that will encourage somebody of what you're going through on tonight. The lines are opening now. God bless you.
Amen. Pastor Mixon?
Yes.
Pastor Mixon?
Yes.
There was a number of times throughout the speech. You're going to have to come with this again. You had some beautiful nuggets here, and you were going in and out. Sometimes your voice was muffled. So, you know, I'm here. I'm praying that everyone was able to hear every word that you said, but there was a lot of times it was muffled.
Okay. And that may have a lot to do with the phone lines and different things like that. So, I hope and pray that you can hear it. If not, I'll come right back with it next month with it. Because this is a word that needs to be heard. And I hope and pray that you could get at least some of the nuggets that I shared with you on today. Do it another time. Amen. Can you hear?
Amen.
We heard.
All right. I would like to reiterate,
you did a very good job. I got a lot out of what you had to say. There were times your voice would kind of weaken, but needless to say, I could follow you. And this is perfect for the time you were dealing with, this study, the sharing of God's word, the gospel. But we're dealing with the coronavirus, people losing their jobs and illness and death and all that kind of stuff on a massive scale. And we had to maintain faith. And people were accustomed to hugging and shaking their hands. And we had to keep that distance. And blessing God, have faith that everything is going to be okay, and exercise good judgment. There was Helen Keller, which everybody's probably familiar with. She had a famous quote that you kind of reminded me of, you know. She says it's better, let me make sure I get this right. You can't appreciate the mountaintops until you travel the valleys. And you spoke of the valleys, you know, dark and a bit scary. But you get in those mountaintops, the sunshine is there, and you can truly appreciate the mountaintops when you have actually traveled the valleys. But coming from a woman who lost her sight and hearing before language acquisition, God was truly with her, gave speeches and traveled. But anyway, we're, you know, traveling through a valley, and we had to maintain faith and help each other along, demonstrate a sense of love and build each other up during these struggles. But I think your words were right on time, especially for this episode in which we're living, you know? Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, hear me?
Yes.
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? This is Robin.
How you doing, Pastor Robinson?
Yeah.
Hey, how y'all doing? Pastor Mason, this was, you know, when I read the text message from Elder Clay to be on Blog Talk tonight, and I saw that you was going to be coming from the 23rd Psalm, my heart kind of leaped for joy because the 23rd Psalm, it really has a lot of power in it. It really has a lot of meat in it. The 23rd Psalm is a very confident and a very serious psalm that David has written. But what I'm trying to get around to saying is that I really, really love the fact that you brought out verse number 4. I love verse 4 in this psalm. I love the whole psalm, but I love verse 4. Because it says, even when I walk, and normally when I talk about the 23rd Psalm, I usually stop right there, because we have to understand that in order to walk, you got to be making a motion. You got to be doing something. And the psalmist said, I walk through the valley. Amen? The psalmist, he didn't say that, stop, I sit down, I took a break, I got my rest. And he said, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And that's what I'm trying to say is the fact that what we're going through right now, the pandemic that we're facing right now, the virus, the disease, or whatever it is that we're facing right now, we got to continue through this valley. We cannot stop in the midst of COVID-19 and just rest. We got to go through. And I just wanted to say that I appreciate, and I'm really thankful for this 23rd Psalm, because the valleys are dark. And trust me, they may get darker. But one thing that we can say is that if we have our mind and our eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, in this race that we're running, this valley that we're walking through, we don't have to worry about anything when we get to the other side. And one other thing, and I'll let you go. One thing about going through the darkness is that you know that there's light on the other side. Amen?
Amen.
And you have to understand that there's light on the other side of any dark tunnel that you go through. There is light. That light is our Lord and Savior, Jesus, called the Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Good evening, everybody.
Amen.
Good evening, everybody. How are you doing?
Amen.
Smile.
Very
can
powerful
you
words.
Can you
yes,
hear me?
We can hear you. Yes, go ahead.
I just want to touch base. How you doing, Sister Preach? Really appreciate the word all tonight. God bless you.
Hey,
God bless you all out there. You talked about walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, by me being a military man and served during the time when conflict was going on, we got to look at it. Now, when you are actually in a valley, we're in that valley right now called COVID-19. And it actually started our valley of death when we caught wind of it. But every day we walking through this thing, we got a
Amen.
Victory for that day.
Amen.
So we have a victory for that day. So when tomorrow comes and we make it through, we got a victory that day. See, each victory will help you some others to win. I believe there's a hymn that says that in there.
Yes.
And also, one thing I encourage you all to do, and I do this from time to time, and some of you on the line know what I'm talking about. As long as the things are well with me while I'm in this valley, well, I'm calling, I'm checking on you.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling,
yes,
I'm checking
sir.
On you. I'm calling you, or I'm sending a text message, or I'm calling just to give some words of encouragement. So
mm-hmm.
we all in this valley together. As long as things is well with you, call and check
mm-hmm.
on somebody else. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I also want to say, because he was sharing with us about the valley, you have victory. And the valley is two shapes. It's in a U shape, and they come in a V shape. If you don't remember anything, you should remember you have victory. Even while you're
Amen.
In the experience, look at what you're in. Are either
oh, that's
U
good.
Or
mm-hmm.
a V. In a you have victory experience. Because the Bible
that's
lets
good.
Us, in the beginning of this particular text, it says, I will walk. He's my
mm-hmm.
shepherd. I shall not walk. So when
mm-hmm.
I'm going, for all of you who are on this line, on Zoom, or whatever device on, you have victory. It lets you know all the way through your valley experience that you have victory. And if you don't remember anything on I don't have to want nothing because you have. Amen.
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 Amen. That's good.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
I just want to say I enjoyed the message, Pastor Dawn. This is Sister Edna from Long Island, New York. But I just want to say that no matter what we go through, and I like how you said we go through personally, and yet with this pandemic, we're going through corporately. It's not just here in the United States, it's all over the world. But I like what you
it
said
is.
About the experience.
Amen.
The experience is showing us that even, and we all have the experience of faith in God. And we know that
mm-hmm.
our faith in God has been tested and proven over and
mm-hmm.
over again. Every time
yeah.
we wake up, it's been tested and proven that
yeah.
He will never leave
right.
us nor forsake us. So I thank God that you said, like when you brought up two, even in us personally, the good work God has begun. And even throughout this world, the good work, even though it looks bleak sometimes, and there's a lot of people going through, a lot of people have gone home, a lot of people have died. Listen, I know this, that whatever, just like you always said, whatever God is doing, he's yet in control. And I thank God for the message
Absolutely.
Tonight, because the message tonight is showing us, regardless when we show up in the valley, that U and that V, we got the victory. At
Amen.
The end of the day, we win. Thank you, Pastor Dawn. This was a great message.
Amen.
When we walk through,
Amen.
We're
hear me?
Go
this
through,
is Jimmy
and the other
Anybody
side of food is victory.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have another speaker.
Can anybody
can
hear me?
Yeah.
This is Jimmy Davis.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Amen.
I like your reference to the valley. With the advent of Jesus Christ coming onto the shores of this earth, he had no experience. He could do nothing on his own. He had to rely and have confidence not in himself, but in God that led him. Just as we can have no confidence in ourselves as we go through the valley, we have to have
mm-hmm.
confidence in Jesus Christ, who is
yeah.
our intercessor as we go through the valley. So it's not based
Amen.
Upon our experience. It's based upon our relationship with Christ, our intercessor. Because just as Jesus Christ could do nothing spiritually himself without the leadership and guidance of God the Father. So it's not so much based upon our experience in a secular view in a divine relationship. We must rely and have confidence in Jesus Christ as we go through the valley and not upon ourselves. Amen. Amen. Elder Clay, Pastor Nixon.
Yes.
I want to come back and say something. I'm telling you this. I love the 23rd Psalm. I know I keep saying that, but I love this. But the other part of verse 4, after it says that, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, it says that even when I walk through the darkest valley, what we have to be reminded of is the next two lines. It says, I will not be afraid. And then it says, for you are close beside me. And that's what we got to realize as we're going through this pandemic and going through this crisis right now, that God said in his word, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I will be with you even to the end. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'll be with you even to the end of the earth. So going through this dark valley, it's okay. It's okay. We'll make it through. I pray for the people who have passed, the families of the people who have passed on, but from labor to rewards, or wherever they may be going. But I'm saying to us tonight that if we'll just cling to God's unchanging hand, if we'll just hold on to him, he said that, for I am close beside you. And I don't know about y'all, but God is right here with us. Amen. And then he says, the rod and the staff that I have for you, it will comfort you. So we're in good hands, church. Amen.
Amen.
We are in good hands tonight. And it's not with all saints. It's with Almighty Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And Pastor Mixon, I wanted to also comment on and piggyback off of what Pastor Robinson was saying, especially with four. You know, I like what you said in terms of one step at a time rather than stopping, even though that we're going through this COVID-19, but not stopping where we are, but one step at a time. That means keep going through because God has given us a promise. He says, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. So as we are walking, knowing that God is with us, we're walking through it by faith of knowing that God is going to be with us. And I think that was essential, what you said, one step at a time, you know, because when you stop, when everything else stops. So I think it was an awesome message, even though that you were going in I didn't want to come in and break it up, because when the Spirit is going and God is working, even though it may appear one way to us, God is allowing it to operate and become victorious in another way. You know, it's like somebody getting up singing, and one person might think that they can't sing, and they might turn the church out. Why? Because people can feel their spirit, and God just does a new thing, you know, to the ear gate. So, you know, I thank you for bringing the word, and you always have a wonderful word to share with the body of Christ. We have so many different people online from different states, and I pray that you have received a word from the God, you know, from Pastor Mixon from out of Long Island, New York. Pastor Mixon, did you have any closing words?
I just want to thank everybody who is on the line. All of my family, church family that is on Zoom, please stay on even when we get off the line. We'll speak with you. Just continue to pray for one another. You have victory in all of this, and God is going to bring us out. And we're going to be come out of this better than we went in. Amen.
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 Amen. Compliment to you and your church members. There are so many 631 numbers on here. Also, we thank each and every one of them for tuning in and being a part of this time, because we are the body. Even though that you're in Long Island, we're in Ohio. We are the body. We're all connected.
Amen.
And you know, through Jesus Christ. So we
thank you so much.
You, your church family. Okay. We thank each and every one of you. You can go to the archive and please share this with a family or a friend. Share the word of God with someone. You can go into the archives, go into Blog Talk Radio, and when you go in, type in We Can Begin Again. Type in We Begin Again, and you can hear this archive over again and share it with a friend. Amen. May God bless you. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most.
Baby.